afternoon again, everybody. I hope you can hear us. I'm just not sure. The sound quality maybe isn't as good as it has been over the last while. So I hope the sound quality is okay. I'm not sure if you can see up behind me, just on the apex of the house here, there's a swallow's nest. And I'm reminded of the words of Psalm 84. I'm going to read the words of that psalm from the metrical version this time. How lovely is thy dwelling place, O Lord of hosts to me. The tabernacles of thy grace, how pleasant, Lord, they be. My thirsty soul longs vehemently, yea, faints thy courts to see. My very heart and flesh cry out, O living God, for thee. Behold, the sparrow findeth out an house wherein to rest. The swallow also for herself provided hath a nest. Even thine altars, where she safe her young ones forth may bring. O thou almighty Lord of hosts, who art my God and King. The King James Version puts it this way. The sparrow hath found a house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Even thine altars, my King and my God. Whenever the psalmist was going to the temple of God in Jerusalem with his family and his loved ones and the children of Israel with him, they couldn't help but notice that round about the house of God, round about the tabernacle of God or the temple of God in Jerusalem, that the sparrows and the swallows had built nests in the house of God. They seem to build everywhere. And you see here this beautiful swallow's nest, and the swallows come back and they migrate year by year, very often coming right back to the very nest that they built or lived in the year before. And the psalmist saw the same thing in the house of God. There's a swallow's nest. There's a sparrow's nest. They're raising their young even in the house of God. What a lesson that is for us, that we too should be often found in the house of God. And it's there that we should raise our children in the fear and nurture and admonition of the Lord. Every believer should have a spiritual home, a spiritual dwelling place in God's house, the local assembly of believers, a place where we can raise our children, bring them up under the sound of God's word, bring them up in an atmosphere of praise and worship, bring them up in an atmosphere of prayer, bring them up under the sound of God's word. Many are forsaking the assembling of themselves together. The psalmist says, how lovely is thy dwelling place, O Lord of hosts to me. And the child of God should have a joy in their heart whenever it comes to going to the house of God. Nature has so much to teach us. And even the swallow and the sparrow has a nest, a dwelling place, raising their family, raising their young. Sad to relate that the family, which is the building block of society, is disregarded by and large and counted as unimportant. Families that pray together stay together. Families that worship together and work together enjoy great blessing. Let's do the best that we can to raise our families for Christ. Let's take joy in going to the house of God, and let's worship him in spirit and in truth, and let's raise our young. Children of God is given us in the house of God under the sound of the gospel. Take the challenge to heart. Let's learn the lessons from nature and let's rejoice. Read Psalm 84 for yourself. It's a blessed and a wonderful psalm. Read it for yourself even after this devotional is over. Full of promise. I think of verse 11. The Lord is a sun and a shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will he withhold from men that walk